This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So as Spotify makes its official debut Tuesday on the New York Stock Exchange, an unusual direct listing that Wall Street is closely watching, the Journal looks at how Apple, Amazon, Pandora, and more are trying to gain on the global leader in music streaming. But first, these tech headlines. Just how are cities courting Amazon's new headquarters? There are rules of engagement. The Journal writes how cities are scrutinizing Amazon's business practices to concoct the perfect 48-hour site visit in their all-out effort to woo the internet giant's new headquarters. Amazon execs have quietly visited more than half of the cities on its list of 20 finalists. Visits which started in recent weeks have included Dallas, Chicago, Indianapolis, and the Washington, D.C. area. U.S. investigators are still completing their probes of an Uber self-driving vehicle that hit and killed a pedestrian March 18th in Tempe, Arizona, and of a Tesla Model X sports utility with its semi-autonomous system engaged, fatally injuring its driver March 23rd. Tech companies and regulators contend robot vehicles promise to ultimately cut traffic fatalities. The companies are pressing to develop new services like driverless taxis and automated long-haul trucking that could collectively create a business opportunity valued in the trillions of dollars. And the next big thing in agriculture? Smart collars for cows. The fences that crisscross the vast ranches of the U.S. and Australian outback seem like an unlikely candidate for tech disruption, but several startups are betting that the high-tech collars for cattle, goats, and other livestock could render them obsolete. Virtual fencing startups on at least three continents are looking to sell the collars, which track an animal's location and use audio signals to direct movement. The companies say their products could make shifting a herd as easy as drawing a line on a smartphone app. Coming up, how Apple, Amazon, Pandora, and more are trying to gain on Spotify. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Investors in Spotify could be in for a turbulent Tuesday as the company uses an unorthodox maneuver to go public on the New York Stock Exchange without many of the projections built into a standard initial public offering. Wall Street is watching much more closely as a result, but while all that's going on, several competitors are busy working to up the game of their service and win over the mass array of artists and listeners. Joining us now with more on the line from Los Angeles is the Wall Street Journal's Ann Steele. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you.
So, you know, there's a lot of attention on Spotify Tuesday. Obviously, it's the big IPO day. But I thought what we'd do is take a look at how it's shaken all the other players up and maybe what they're doing to sort of up their game. You kind of rounded up the usual suspects, so we figured we'd follow your lead and break it down as such. So Apple Music seems to be one of its biggest competitors. Since launching in 2015, how are they doing and how are they stacking up against Spotify thus far?
Well, Apple Music is definitely the closest competitor that the Spotify has at this point. And while Spotify is the for sure dominant player in music streaming globally, Apple Music is actually pretty close behind them in the U.S. and could actually pass them this summer in subscribers. So Apple Music is obviously backed by one of the biggest tech giants in the world. So they don't have to worry about making money, but they're also, they've got this ecosystem. So they're able to tap into this whole ecosystem of devices and consumers that they have to get more people to sign up for their service.
Right.
Because the service is everywhere. It's on your iPhone, it's on your MacBook, it's on your Apple Watch, it's on your HomePod voice-activated speaker, which really only supports Apple Music really well. You can play Spotify and other services on it, but it makes it a lot easier to play Apple Music.
Right. So they clearly have a machine that's running very well at this point. Let's talk about Pandora, though, because that was a company that, you know, hit it big in this game a few years back. Where is their footing at now, and what are they doing to try to keep up?
So their footing is still with their core business, which is their internet radio. So they've got their personalized music stations that they've become known for. It has kind of, you know, lost users and momentum over the past couple quarters as users have really migrated to services that allow them to play individual songs on demand. So they actually introduced their own on-demand service last year, and that's been picking up subscribers, but still Pandora is, you know, really mostly known for its radio stations. I think this is kind of more of an effort to keep people in their own ecosystem. So people have the option of still keeping their radio stations, but also if they want to hear a song on demand, they can do that as well now for a fee.
Right. Another player in this game is SoundCloud, and they have a little bit of a different angle. They, you know, it's a free site for emerging artists and DJs to share their music. Where is it at in terms of its innovation? You know, it's been around for a while. What is it doing to make sure that it's keeping its head in the game?
So SoundCloud, too, also introduced its own subscription tier. It's now called SoundCloud Go Plus, and that's got kind of all of the same tracks that you find on Spotify and Apple Music. About 30 to 35 million songs. But then what it's really still known for is kind of its DJ mixes and remixes and for breaking new artists.
Not unlike YouTube. Alphabet's got YouTube that obviously showcased artists doing that for quite some time now. It's got Google Play Music.
I mean, YouTube alone accounts for twice as much time spent listening to on-demand music as all paid audio streaming services combined. The issue the record industry has with this is that the payout from these streams is very much smaller than streams from other services like Spotify. So they've really urged Google to offer more subscription options. It's planning to combine its two services, Google Play and YouTube Red. And so we're looking forward to that this year.
So let's round this up with, lovingly refer to Amazon as the tech company that's taking over the world. So obviously Alexa, the smart Echo speaker, has made big strides. It seems like everyone has their eyes on Amazon.
So Alexa is very much what Amazon Music has going for it. And the Echo speakers, they're in millions of homes. So that really encourages people to sign on. And now Amazon, I think, says it has tens of millions of subscribers, and that is mostly owing to these Echo speakers being in people's homes. And actually, over the last 6 months, Amazon Music Unlimited subscriptions have grown more than 100%.
I think that alone just shows you where the game is at and where it's going. So for more, you can head to Anne's article at WSJ.com and follow her coverage for all things music industry related. And Steele, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That does it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.